Bless you for that in Jesus' name, amen. Don't sit down yet. Do you like apostle? Y'all gonna stand up for a little? Nah, I ain't gonna do it. Let me manifest. Amen. That's the word, right? Let me, everybody say, let me manifest. Now who is this saying that to us? God the Father. He says, let me manifest. I want to be clear about something, because so you're standing up. You're standing up, right? Amen. So there is no need for me to tell you stand on your feet.
Right.
Because you're already
standing.
So because you're already standing, there is no point for me to say, hey, stand up. Because you're already standing up.
Yes, sir.
Are y'all getting me?
Yes.
I don't have to ask you to do something that you're already doing. Y'all got to hear what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
I don't have to command you or ask you to do anything that you're already doing. You may be seated. But if I open my mouth and say, let me manifest, then that must mean, come on, we're going to find ourselves tonight. Amen.
Amen.
If God has to give us a word and say, what's the word? Come on, y'all, come on, say it now, come on.
Yes.
Then that must mean, I'm going to tell you how it hit me. I'm walking out the parking lot today. I'm just casually going to the car, about to go home. I'm just walking, and it hit me. He said, let me manifest. And the first thought hit my mind, well, what was I doing before this? I started laughing. I laughed at myself because I thought I was manifesting. Y'all too, amen. In the name of Jesus. And your confession and you thought you was doing it, huh? No, answer me. Amen. Online, I see y'all on Zoom. Hey, Zoom. Y'all answer me. You thought something that you was doing, because you wouldn't have been doing it unless you thought what you were doing was the thing.
Right.
And so when I hear Jesus, it's always that type of conversation. Because when Jesus says something, I say, well, what was I doing before then? If he says to me, let me manifest, then there's something about what I've been doing or how I've been doing a thing that hadn't been allowing him to manifest. God feels like he hadn't been able to manifest. Wow. God, watch how he says it. He doesn't say, I love the word, let. Everybody say, let. There's a lot of let. Let this mind be yours also in Christ Jesus. If any man come after me, let him deny himself. There's a lot of letting. Let this mind be. There's a lot of letting going on, because he knows that it has to be an allowance, not a force.
Right. Yeah.
If I force you to do it, I've made you a robot.
Yeah.
If I force you to do it, I've made you a slave.
Yeah.
So there's a letting. So he has to. Watch how he said, this is Almighty God, the creator of the heaven and the earth, the universe, everything that we are is him. The only one that holds everything in place. This is God, all powerful.
Yeah. Yes.
But then the way that he says it is, let. We never see God as humble. We never see the humility that is God. I mean, God's so humble, you ain't never seen him. He don't show up trying to be seen by y'all. That's a humble. I'm going to do my work regardless of whether you see me or not.
Yeah.
And then the Almighty God,
yes, Almighty,
will say to you, he's asking you to let him,
yes,
manifest. Well, I'm laughing in the parking lot, because I'm like, well, Lord, I've been doing a lot of things. I've said a lot of confessions. And I said a lot of prayers. Come on, amen. Come on, anybody else have been here for a long time? What was all that? If he got to tell me to let him manifest, then there's somewhere that I wasn't letting him do what he wanted to do. There's somewhere that I wasn't letting him be who he wanted to be. There's some part of my identity that I wasn't allowed to be submitted to his in me. Everybody say, let me manifest. Now, it's exciting. When you first hear it, it's exciting, because you think about the things that God is going to do.
Yes.
Right? And amen for that. But you can't really get excited about what he's going to do and not realize the things that you need to change.
Yes.
insanity. Come on, come on, come on, preach to me, preach to me. Insanity is what? And expecting a different result. So I've got to, it says, you ever heard the scripture say, consider your ways?
Yes.
Consider how you're doing things. Consider how you're being. Consider how am I believing to the point to where he has to tell me in 2024 to let it manifest. Somewhere along the line, I must be choking the pipeline of manifestation with my own ways of doing things. Everybody say amen.
Amen.
Come on, say it again. Say amen.
Amen.
Come on, real loud. Say amen.
Amen.
If he's got to ask me to let him, then that means I wasn't letting him.
Right.
1 + 1 = 2. It's real simple math. Yeah. If he tell me, let me manifest, then I wasn't letting him manifest. It was something that he had. Ephesians 3:20. Come on, y'all know we love this one.
Yes.
Don't we? We love it. Ephesians 3:20. Now unto him. Come on, y'all, we're going to read it together. Come on. Ready, read. Hold on, hold on. But I want y'all to read it like we normally read it. You know, because we're excited about exceeding abundantly above. So I want you to give me that energy real quick. Ready, read.
Now unto him that is exceeding
abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh exceeding abundantly. And I want to say exceeding. He doesn't say exceedingly. I know we say that a lot, but that ain't in there. It's exceeding. It makes a difference in exceeding abundantly.
Okay.
Exceeding abundantly. It's like the abundantly is exceeding, but I'll break it down. Exceeding abundantly above.
All.
How much?
All
that what?
We
who asking?
We
exceeding abundantly above. That's every prayer that you done prayed. Everything that you said you done believed God for. Everything that you done wrote down on the vision board. Everything that you put out there and said, I want to happen. Now I want to him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above that. Well, that's a lot. What, asking and thinking? You know, prayer is an ask. Prayer is a request. When you're praying, you're asking. So he said, all that you done prayed for, I thought about. Exceeding abundantly above all that we have prayed about or thought about.
Come on.
Then it says, what's the next word? According. What does according mean? Come on, come on, come on, class. Y'all know, Wednesday night, we train in the word. Talk to me. What does according mean? In line up with. Alignment. Everybody say alignment.
Alignment.
Come on, say alignment.
Alignment.
Come on, say it again, alignment.
Alignment.
So that means all of exceeding abundantly above all that we pray about or think about, we asking about and thinking about, right? Aligned with the power that works in us. Now, it's real crazy for me to be asking for something and thinking about something, but the plan is above that based on the power that's in us.
No.
You got to find the disconnect. You get me? Everybody say, find the disconnect.
Find the disconnect.
Watch this. You got to find a short in the wire sometimes. It's not that the power ain't flowing.
Yeah.
It's not that the electricity ain't on. It's not that you're plugged in, but sometimes there's a short in the wire.
Yeah.
It's a little, anybody ever had a short in the wire where you're charging for it and like you can shake it out a little bit and the power come through and it don't come through and the power come through and it don't come through? Don't that feel like how Christianity is sometimes? Come on, y'all answer me over here. Come on, we family. Y'all already know what time it is. Y'all know what time. Y'all know how I feel. I prayed today and I got the victory today. Tomorrow, not so sure.
Yes.
If we be honest.
Yes.
I know we got the victory speech all the time. We got the victory. Hallelujah. But no, let's be honest. Sometimes I feel like there's a short in the wire. I got a flow and then it just. Yeah, just be. What is this? What? I got to find out what's going on. Exceeding abundantly above. Are we there? You see it?
Yes.
Above what? All that we ask or think according to the power. So there's the let me manifest. It's exceeding abundantly above what we've been asking or thinking.
Yeah.
But it's according to the power that's in us already.
Yeah.
I want to say it again. I got to say it again. Can I say it again?
Yeah.
It's exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think.
Yes.
But it's according to the power that. So the power's there.
Yeah.
And it's working. Well, everybody say in us.
In
come on, say make a person say in me.
In
say
me.
The power is working.
The power is working.
In me.
In me.
That exceeding abundantly above power is working in me.
That's
come on, say it. The exceeding abundantly
above
power working in me.
In me.
So basic math, we can see through this whole process where the disconnect is. It's right there. Exceeding abundantly above. All what? What we asking and what we thinking. Let me manifest. I mean, whatever you was asking for a thing, but you wouldn't let me manifest. You was doing something. Oh, no, no. He didn't say something was manifesting. something was manifesting.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. As long as you're living, something is manifesting. But is it me? Hold on. Is it my intention? Now, I'm not talking about your morality right now. I'm not even talking about you're doing evil deeds and all that. No. But that's not what we're talking about right now. That's not what we're talking about. But you can be holiness, have everything together and all that, and still not letting him
manifest.
Come on, you could be living right. You living right in this church. I know we got a church. Apostles believing living right. You living right. You ain't got no sins hidden in the closet.
No.
We ain't got to worry about that one.
Come on.
But why? Where's the manifestation? Where is this? Have you ever seen this before in your life? Just be honest. Let's be honest in the church tonight. Exceeding abundantly above. We've been quoting it for years.
Yeah.
Can I get an amen?
Amen?
We've been quoting it for years. Why is it that I can't touch that? Why is it that I can't experience that? Why am I still trying to find out where my ends meeting at? Or where my next idea? Why am I still, why is it that? Why am I praying so hard? And ask a think right there. According to the power that works
in us.
In us. I'm going to say it again. Let me manifest. But if I got to ask you to let me do it, that means you wasn't. And we have to consider our processes. Consider our ways. And that doesn't mean that the ways that we've been doing things, all of them were, you know, wrong. But it ain't really about right or wrong right now. Is it the way or is it not the way? Jesus says, I am the
way.
He also said, and the way you'll know. He's trying to show us the way. Jesus. He's showing us that the way is in you according to the power that worketh. We've been caught up in this, we got to go, Ephesians 3:20. Now, I wrote down, I said, if it's exceeding abundantly above all that, come on, I want y'all to say it. That, now say we asking.
We
come on, say it out your mouth. Say, well, this is what we asking.
We
and what we thinking. I want to own it. I want to own it for a second. Everybody, can you own it for a second? Can you own that your thoughts ain't big enough? Can we own that our prayers that we've been praying ain't the ones God want to manifest to? Own it. Look at your neighbor, tell them, own it. See, because if we don't own it, then we're still going to leave out of here thinking that something that we was doing was okay. We still gonna leave out here thinking that something, there's a way that seemeth right to the man, but the inner of is having a form of godliness, but denying the power that worketh in you. You get it? Like you look like you're doing the form of godliness, but you're denying the power. Because most of our function is based on what we ask. Fear is a we ask a thing. Depression is a we ask or think. Confusion is a we ask or think. Worry, anxiety is a we ask or think. Lack is a we ask or think. Sickness and disease is a we ask or think. That falls in the category of a we. Lack don't come from God, does it?
No.
Does sickness come from God? Confusion, depression, worry, fear. God has not given us, the apostle said it Sunday, the spirit of fear,
right,
but of love and of that power that worketh in you. And a sound. Look, ask a thing right there. Power and mind right there. And a sound. So I got Let me own some responsibility real quick. And let me take an assessment. Let me audit my actions. Let me take an assessment of how I'm doing things. How am I thinking? Watch this. Am I really yielded? What measure you meet is what? Measure to you. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatever man soweth, it's coming back to me how I'm putting it out. There is no limit in God. Say it.
There is no limit.
Say it loud.
There is no limit in God.
Say it like you're excited about it.
There is no limit.
There is no limit in God. All limits that are imposed upon us are imposed upon us by us. Or we've allowed somebody to make us believe about ourselves the way that they believe about us. As we asking, and we think. So my question is, if it's exceeding abundantly above all that I've been asking and thinking, then how should I be asking and thinking? Clearly how I've been asking and thinking ain't high enough. Clearly how I've been asking or thinking ain't to the level of what God is expecting to manifest through us. I said, well, how? Matthew 6. Come on, go over to Matthew 6. Matthew chapter 6. Matthew chapter 6. And then we'll start over verse 8. I asked the Lord, and I wrote this in my phone. I asked the Lord, I said, Lord, and sometimes we be saying stuff to God, like we got a revelation. Y'all know what a revelation is, right? You know what a revelation is, right? What's the root word of revelation?
Reveal.
Reveal. What does it mean for something to be revealed? Uncovered. It was already there. Yeah. You ain't coming nothing. I got a new thing. No, it was already there. You just ain't let me reveal it to you. You ain't let me uncover it. It was already there. Boy, it's crazy, right? Like, what if a lot of the stuff that you're praying and begging for is already there, but you won't let me? Like, what if what you call a faith walk and a belief and a toil in the faith to try to manifest something? He said, no, don't you manifest nothing. Let me. No, manifest was a cool little word probably around 2020 when everybody was locked in the house, everybody was trying to come up with some new words and new things to say and say, you know, you can manifest your life. I don't want to manifest my life.
Come on.
My life is not my own in the first place. Can we keep it real? Ain't none of this for us in the first place. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and all them that's dwelling therein. So that means ain't none of it mine. God owns and I own nothing. And anything that I own it through being his son.
That's good.
Y'all understand what I'm saying? So this stuff ain't mine. So watch this. This is your body, God. See, this is what we pray. As soon as we feel a pain or a sickness, in the name of Jesus, by his stripes, I'm healed. Now calm down. This is your body, God. How you treat your body, God? This is yours. This ain't mine. This is yours. This is your responsibility. I got this thing on loan. You sent me down here.
Come on,
y'all. Come on. See, that's how God expects you to come back to him. Listen, this is your body. This is your bank account. This is your car. This is your house. These are your kids.
That's right.
Come on, everybody say amen. These are your kids. These are your kids. Are y'all understanding me?
Yes, sir.
If you let him be a father, he'll do what a father does. But we grown. I'm my own man. My own woman. We grown now. We making our own decisions. How should I be asking or thinking? Matthew 6. Verse 8, and I don't have, for context, I don't have time to go read it. You need to read the context yourself. I love Matthew chapter 6, one of my favorite chapters in the Bible. But he's telling them, don't be like them. Right? The first part, before you get to verse 8, he's telling them, don't be like them. They out there trying to be seen by people. They praying all loud and they trying to stop. That ain't it. They'll have their reward. Yeah. Their reward ain't yours.
Right.
If that's what you want, go over there with them. But this ain't what I'm trying to manifest. Right. Stop being like them. Be ye therefore not like unto them. For your father. So I like that. Say, my father. Come on, say, my father.
My father.
Knows what things you have need of. All right, we're dealing with the ask or think now. Because clearly, clearly I've been asking or thinking wrong. And it's been in the way.
That's right.
Can I get an amen?
Amen.
So now we're dealing with that asking now. You know the things are before you asking.
Yeah.
Verse 9. So after this manner, therefore, ask you. Y'all see it? I'm using the word ask. Don't say I'm trying to change the Bible. You look at the word pray, it means a request. It means asking. They used to say, in those days, they would talk, I pray you. Like I pray you, like they're trying to say, I'm asking you, okay? So after this manner, therefore, ask you. Almost like it says, ask you. Ask yourself. Our Father. What's the problem? Ask yourself. You don't need no discernment?
Yes.
I wonder what's really going on. Show me the demon and the spirit that's going through my family and the spirit that's you. Ask yourself. You haven't submitted yet. Everybody say amen.
Amen.
Come on, say it again. Say amen.
Amen.
Come on, say it again. Say amen.
Amen.
Come on, we got to find ourselves. If we go to the scripture and we don't find ourselves, we haven't found anything.
That's right.
There is no revelation you're going to find that ain't you. I'm going to say it again. There is no principle that you're going to find that ain't the word in the flesh in you.
Yes, sir.
Otherwise, it'll be a magic trick. It'll be alakazam. You can say that and get that to happen. No, that ain't how it works. You're finding yourself. Say, I'm finding myself.
I'm finding myself.
And it's not the easiest thing to find yourself all the time, because sometimes you find yourself in the wrong scripture.
That's true.
Sometimes you find yourself in the we asking or thinking. Yeah. After this manner, therefore, ask you, our Father,
yes, sir,
which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
Yes, Lord.
Thy, whose kingdom?
Yeah.
Now, build your own. Y'all know we're building kingdoms out here. I got it in my name. Mm-hmm. I got it in my name. I'm building my kingdom. I'm building my empire. I'm building my legacy. Come on, amen.
Amen.
I got to have something to leave to my... Yeah, huh? Thy. Now, we didn't pray this prayer too fast over the years. Just because we learned it ritually and we missed the power. Come on, everybody say amen.
Amen.
Thy kingdom come.
Yes.
What thy mean? You know, we won't be saying thy right now, but y'all know what it mean, right? It's yours.
Yes.
So when I ask, I'm saying, Father, hallowed be thy name.
Your
kingdom come. And when you look at the word come in the Hebrew and the Greek, it means to appear.
Yes.
It means to show up.
Yeah.
Your kingdom show up, not mine.
Right.
Yours. Come on, everybody say, not mine.
Not
yours.
Mine.
Uh-huh. What's the next one? Thy. There go that thy again. Your will.
That's right.
Whose will?
Your will.
I'm teaching how to pray.
Yes.
Be done.
Yes, sir.
Like, be finished. It didn't say be doing, or get done, or I'm going to do it.
Okay.
They got to read how it said. He said, thy will be done.
Right.
Thy will be done.
That's right.
In. As it is.
Yeah.
Then the rest of this is yielding. Give us this day our daily bread. We ain't trying to go get it.
Yeah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah. I don't want no bread you ain't sending me. it's so funny. Sometimes them people call and offer you money that you don't need to take. Some of that ain't financial increase. Some of that is them playing on your gullibleness.
Yes.
Cause you just want so bad. And can I tell y'all how to The quickest way to deceive you is with your desires.
That's true.
It's the quickest way to deceive you. The quickest way to get you consumed is with your desires. There's a lot of my Animal Planet buffs. So I'll be watching a lot of animal stuff on TV. There's a fish, and he looks like the corals and everything around him. He's camouflaged, right? And he has a tool, and I think he does it with his tongue. He sticks it out like this, and he got a little worm on the end of it. And so it looks like just a worm just flopping in the middle of the water. Now, why would a worm be flopping in the middle of the water? I don't know if you're my smart fish, right? But he's sitting there, he camouflages, and he do like that. And as soon as that fish want that worm so bad, wham, and he consumes him, because he consumed him with his desire. Surely you won't die. You're just going to be just like them. And you want it so bad. The Lord is my shepherd, I
shall.
Quickest way to deceive you is with your desires. Some of them called, and people called talking about, we got a loan for you. That ain't the loan. That ain't the loan you want. That's not let me manifest. that ain't supernatural increase. That's supernatural I'm about to get you.
Yeah.
But if you want it that bad, you're going to sign them papers. With no conscience of wondering, is this... Y'all get me?
Yes.
Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Same time, same way. Don't mean as it is. It's the same time and same way. The same way it's happening in heaven, it be done right here, right now. The same way and the same time. Y'all ain't hear me. The same way and the same time. Everybody say the same way and the same time in earth as it is in heaven. That means I don't want no delay. What we waiting on? Let me manifest. What we waiting on? Let me manifest. God says, let me. What we waiting on? Why are we believing God for that? For that long. Let me.
Amen.
You give us this day our daily bread. I don't want no bread. He ain't sending me. If he ain't sending the bread, that ain't the bread I want. Because somebody, they got other people offering bread.
Yes.
You know, I was talking about the money, if you knew the bread. They got other people. They're offering.
Yeah.
But I'm talking to the Father. I want your kingdom.
Yes, sir.
Y'all hear me?
Yes, sir.
Thy kingdom come.
Yes.
Thy will be done.
Yes, sir.
Right? I don't want nobody else's will and nobody else's kingdom.
Right.
There's other kingdoms out there.
Oh, yeah.
Y'all do know that, right?
Oh, yeah.
There's other kingdoms out there that's operating. And a lot of times we are the victims of their kingdoms.
Yeah.
We call it the system.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
We're the victim of their kingdom, and we've become accustomed to their customs.
Lord Jesus.
The kingdom, the word kingdom, you break it down, is the king's domain.
Mm-hmm.
It's the king's domination. So it's the, and later in this chapter it says, seek ye first the
kingdom
of who? Now you gotta specify it. Don't just say seek ye first the kingdom.
Kingdom.
He says kingdom of and his righteousness that died. That's his. That's his. Not your righteousness, which you've been trying to get. Which we've been trying to get. We've been trying to. No, your righteousness is not good enough. But his takes care of it all.
Yes.
Are y'all hearing me?
Yes, sir.
The kingdom is the king's domain. Whoever's the king gets to make the rules.
Right.
So whoever's kingdom that you're living in, that's who tune you dancing to. Y'all gotta hear me. Come on, everybody say amen.
Amen.
Whoever, that's the kingdom.
That's right.
That's good.
The king makes the domain. So whatever kingdom that I've submitted to, those are the customs that I have. I used to wonder, I said, God can't be, God tell him, don't take a wife for Isaac. You remember when he was saying, don't get a wife? He said, but don't take him from over them people.
Right.
Get it from over here. I said, well, God, you being a little racist. Now, God, what's you doing? He said, no, I know how they function.
Right.
I know how they acting.
That's right.
They're not keeping my customs.
That's right.
Yeah.
If you bring her from over there, she's going to bring that into where you are.
That's right.
And your children going to be acting crazy.
That's exactly right.
That's good.
That's good.
Yes, sir.
The kingdom of God. King's domain. Go back. Thy kingdom come.
Yes.
Thy domain show up in me.
Yes.
Thy will be done in earth as it is of. Give us today our daily bread. You know what bread we need daily.
Yes.
You know how much we need.
Right.
How much we believe it for is less than what you know we need.
Come on.
I guarantee you. Can y'all trust me?
Yes.
If you trust me, say yeah.
Yes.
It don't even matter. I was going to say it anyway. Trust me. Trust me. Everybody say, let me manifest. Say, let me manifest.
Amen.
God is saying, would you please let me manifest? Because trust you. If you let me manifest, all that stuff you've been yelling about, you won't have to yell about it no more. Because I'm going to manifest. And then I can use me in you, the power that I put in you, to be creative in other ways. Right now, the system is using the power that I put in you for what they want. What y'all thought was going on? Yeah. But if you let me manifest, letter's a yield word. Letter's a submitted word. If you let me manifest, then you'd realize that I already done it for you. Unless you want to be egotistical and say that you did it. My hand and the might of my hand got me this wealth. It's over in Deuteronomy, you know, because we get like that sometimes. And then we won't go give a testimony. Look what I did. Let me manifest, then you realize that I'd already done it for you, but you just didn't let me reveal it to you. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our debts. Who debts? Because it ain't his. Who debts? Our debts. Forgive us. Forgive us where we lacking at. Forgive us where our shortcoming is.
Yes, yes, sir.
Forgive us where we living below our means.
Yes, sir.
Forgive us where we living below what you want to manifest.
Yes.
Forgive us for asking lower than exceeding abundantly above. Forgive us for that.
Glory to God. Glory to God.
As we forgive our. Lead us not into temptation. To be tempted to take another way other than yours.
Yeah.
To be tempted to take another offer other than the one you're offering me.
That's
to be tempted to take something other than what you manifesting. Because you do know this is a temptation.
Right.
But deliver us from evil. For what? Whose? Whose? His. His is the kingdom. That's the only kingdom there is.
Right.
All the others are counterfeit kingdoms.
Right.
Trying to get you to believe in it. They're using their power in you to make their kingdom real. I'm going to say it again.
Yeah.
I'm going to say it again, y'all. The devil ain't got no power.
No. Right.
He has nothing.
Nothing.
Why he eat off the tree?
Come on.
You're trying to get me to eat. You bite it first. Why he eat off the tree? You know what I saw? You gotta use your imagination for this. It's a serpent, but you know what I saw? Because he ain't had no hands.
Come on.
Yep. Y'all ever seen a snake with hands?
No.
No, you haven't, huh? So he couldn't have grabbed it and ate it. He didn't have access
come on.
To anything.
Come on.
Ooh, that's good. I see it.
He had no hands. No hands. He got no hands. So if I don't have hands, I gotta get you to use
my hands.
Oh Lord.
That's good.
I gotta do something to convince you.
Yes, that's good, sir.
To do what I want you to do. Even though he told you don't eat from the tree. He convinced you with your mind to use your hands. That's all these systems are doing. They're taking your hands, and then see what the enemy does is he make your hand do it, and he go back like this. Look what you did. Look what you did. Look at you. You got yourself in trouble, didn't you? Now you feeling bad. Come on, have you been there? Anybody ever been there before? Come on, man. Everybody say, man, you've been there before. Yeah, I've been there. I've been there. Well, see, the reason I've been there and the reason sometimes you go back there is because you don't let it manifest. Listen to what I'm saying. This life is about yielding. First of all, how did you get here? I'll wait. I'm not talking about word life. I'm talking about like on earth, like alive, in your body right now. Alive, you are alive in your body, right? Okay, I just want to make sure the way up. So alive right now, you're alive right now, right? You're living.
I'm living.
How did you get here? Now, you could say, well, my mom and my daddy got to get it, but how that work? Like, what in the world? A seed and the egg, and then me? The Bible talks about we don't know how the bones grow in the womb.
That's right.
So I didn't ask to be here. How you got here? What of your effort birthed you here in this world? So why you think your effort gonna maintain your life? Y'all see the trick? Everybody say amen. You've got to find the trick. You find the trick and get the trick out your system. You find the trick and get the trick out your system. It's not a big loud. The thing that's hemming you up a lot of times, it might just be a fuse. You know, you change that fuse, it's like the smallest thing in a vehicle.
Yeah.
But it makes everything. No, everything can't work because that little fuse.
Right.
Wow. Or whatever kind of machine it is, that little bit of fuse.
Yeah.
You change that little fuse, put another fuse in there, and then everything working now.
Yeah.
And so there's another trick of the devil. He wants you to look for the rah, 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 rah. Rah, the big bad, rah. No, it's the small. This thing that's walking with you that seems like it's your friend.
Yep. Come on.
It seems like a good vision from God. That'd be the ones. You'd be just like God. That's what he said. Surely you won't die. And he uses your hands to hang yourself. The reason he's trying to hang you because he know the power that work in you. Oh, he know that the spirit of God is on the inside of you. Oh, yeah. He don't have no access. Y'all understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I got to get that out of there because if they ever realize who they really are, this whole thing flips. If they ever realize who they really are, this whole thing changes. If they ever realize the same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead dwells on the inside of them, this whole thing is over with. If they ever realize that the same spirit that Jesus walked in, they walking in.
Yep.
If they ever realize they related to God.
Yes.
Like we kin.
Yes.
Like that's my daddy.
Yes.
And so because that's my daddy, they got mad at Jesus for calling God his father, making himself equal with God. Oh, what are we saying? They don't want you to realize that. They want you to stay be a servant. I'm a servant. And serving is good, but serving graduates to a son.
Yes.
To realize I'm one with God. Say it.
I'm one with God.
But I don't want you to believe it. Then the religion popped up just now, huh? Ooh, no, God is almighty and I'm done here. No. I'm one with God.
I'm one with God.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
For thine is the kingdom. Golly, I got to get down there. For thine is the kingdom. And the power. The power that worketh in us. The same power?
Yes, sir.
Thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory. Y'all want glory? They teach us to want glory. They give us awards. Come on. You get to walk across stage and accept your reward. Accept your award. And they give you a speech for all the great things you did. I'm serious. I'm telling y'all, look, that's how it goes. He clap for you and boost you up. Pride come right for the what? I'm gonna boost you up, make you feel good about yourself. You so amazing. Look at you. Look what your prayers did. Well, I get you. No, let me manifest. Not my will, but thy will be done. I ain't got nothing. Jesus was talking about going to scripture in a minute. He said, I and my own self could do nothing. I told him, when he said, let me manifest, I said, what was I doing before? And I realized that whatever I was doing before wasn't letting him manifest. And then I ask him, I say, can you expand my capacity to flow?
Wow.
Write it, write it, write it. I know y'all don't, sometimes we don't think it's deep enough, so I'm going to just tell you to write it. I ask him to expand my capacity. Ready? Expand my capacity for flow. Not to, it's for flow. Because there's a flow of God flowing out. Out of thy belly shall
flow.
He that believeth on me, that's what Jesus says. He said, he that believeth on me. You ever thought about a river? And he said, out of your belly shall flow rivers with an S. That means multiple rivers.
Right.
Talking about streams of income. Multiple rivers.
Yep.
Get multiple streams of income. No, you really need multiple streams of
rivers.
Outcome. It really need to be coming out of you.
Yeah.
You see, come on. Come on, y'all, come on.
Yeah.
Get multiple streams of income. That sounds good, don't it? Sound real good, don't it? But where that's coming in from? Wherever that comes in from is your source. And the moment that they stop working, the flow stops working.
That's
true. Yeah. So it seems like I need to tap into a place that don't run out.
That's right.
Drinking this water, you'll never thirst again.
That's right.
Huh? I need out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. He told me the other day, we was praying for the meeting the other day. Me, none of y'all probably thought I was crazy. We praying, and the apostle came out and talked. He praying right before the money coming to me. And I don't know, he backed in. I sit back there, and I sat down doing prayer. And I got up. He said, y'all move around. I got up, and I started walking around a little bit. He said, y'all too slow. I said, we too slow. He said, y'all slow. I said, we slow. He said, so I just sped up a little bit. Because y'all know how we doing prayer, right? We did a little while ago. When we walk around in prayer, we be like, somebody got their hands like this. Somebody got their hands like this. And slow motion. And that feels spiritual. It feels like walking in the spirit. So I'm trying to find out what he's saying. And when God's talking, I'm trying to, okay, I'm too slow, all right. But, so I saw speed walking a little bit. I'm praying I'm speed walking. He look at me like I'm crazy. He said, move out the way. I don't know what I'm doing. So then he said, I'm walking. He said, rivers don't walk.
Come on.
So I'm in prayer. I'm trying to do it without making, I don't want to look crazy. Like, what's this boy doing? He always doing something. And myself, always. I'm crying. I'm running. I'm crying, trying to pray, cry. I'm trying to hear. He said, you're too slow. He said, my manifestation's ahead of where you move. He said, but you're catching on too slow because you won't yield. He said, you can't run as fast as I want you to run. I've got to take you. But if you let me manifest and you yield to me, I'll make you faster than you are by yourself. Okay, amen. Listen, but I need you to pick it up a little bit. I need you to pick up your yielding.
Yeah.
Turn up your yielding a little bit.
Yeah.
Turn up your submission.
Yeah.
Well, we know how to turn up our prayers. We know how to turn up our worship.
Yeah.
We know how to turn up pick the next spiritual thing you got in your mind.
Yeah.
But your submission. Turn that up. I need you to amp up your submission. I need you to multiply your submission. Are you telling me, God, that I hadn't been as submitted as I should be? Are you telling me that you're trying to bring something else through me, but my capacity for flow is too small? And so I've been minimizing the outcome? John 5. Go, quick. John 5. Jesus. Everybody say Jesus.
Jesus.
Thank God for Jesus. He's consistently stretching us and expanding our capacity for flow. Jesus' secret. Y'all ready for it? I can't hear y'all.
Yeah,
Jesus' secret is, man, this ain't mine. Man, this ain't me doing the work. That boy come running and say, good man, why you call me good? Ain't nothing good but one that's God. I know I told you John 5, Matthew 19. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Expansion is happening to you, but it don't look like expansion to you. Because you're looking for something else. Depending on the language that you speak, that's how you hear words. Are y'all hearing me?
Yes.
Depending on the language that you speak, that's how you hear words. Whatever your dialect is, that's how you hear words come to you. But sometimes I'm on the wrong dialect, so when God says something, I can't recognize what he's saying. It don't sound deep to me. It don't sound like the spiritual thing. It doesn't sound like the right direction. Go fill them water pots up with water and then serve it. No, it's like you should have been going the other way. You should have told me go to the market. You should have told me something else. It don't make sense. Matthew 19. Verse 16. And behold, one came and said unto him, and another version of the gospel said he came running, good master, what good things shall I do that I may inherit eternal life? Now this boy don't know what he's asking for. This boy say he's trying to inherit eternal life. We read over real quick like that's regular. We read the Bible real regular. Oh yeah, he eternal life. Look at him. Y'all realize what he's asking for? That I may inherit eternal life. I asked somebody the other day, what does it look like for kingdom being for heaven to be in earth right now? In your mind. You don't even know. You're trying to get the bills paid, trying to get some food, and that's it. Come on, y'all know. I'm trying to go on a couple trips. Open a business, make a couple investments. That's as far as my faith go. As far as my faith go. A couple more, you know, retirement. That's as far as my faith goes. I just want you to just keep me, Jesus. Heaven and earth. Can we use our imagination for a minute? Come on, everybody say amen.
Amen.
Heaven and earth. I'm trying to expand your capacity for flow. You don't even know what that looked like. I couldn't see what it looked like if I thought it was, but it can flow through me. Mm-hmm. If I let him. What shall I do that I may inherit eternal life? And right here, Jesus begins the expansion. Now, a little further up, y'all know the story. You think is when he told him, go sell what you have. And we're going to read down there. But he begins the expansion right here. Right there in verse 17. And he answered unto him. Y'all see it?
Yes, sir.
He said, why you call me good? There is none good but one, and that is God. He just expanded him. Can you see it? No, don't say yeah. If you don't see it, tell me you don't see it so I can show it to you. Can you see it? Come on, if you don't see it, tell me you don't see it so I can show it to you. Don't lie to me up here. That's what happened. Yeah, I see it, and you go home, and you ain't seen nothing. Can you see it? No, you don't really see it. You don't really see it fully. Yeah, because it don't look deep.
Okay.
No, can you see it? No, you can't see it because I'm looking for something else.
Okay.
Low here, low there. No, the kingdom of God is. Okay. Remember they come get up. Remember Elijah told Elisha, if you see me, when I go, you get a double portion.
Yes.
Then the chariot of fire come out of the sky.
Right.
And everybody looking for the chariot and fire so much they want to see fire. Like, send me fire from heaven. Yeah. That they missed a move in the whirlwind. Could it be that I'm looking in the wrong direction? Watch me. I'm looking for something extravagant. Watch me. Listen, real simple. He said unto him, why callest thou me good? Say it. Say, why you call me good?
Why you call me good?
Come on, I want you to say it about yourself right quick. So listen to somebody say, boy, you a good person. Why you call me good?
Why you call me good?
Ain't none good.
Ain't none good.
But one.
But.
And that is God.
Yes.
Say it again. Ain't none good.
Ain't none.
But one.
But one.
And that is God.
That.
Say it again. Ain't none good.
Ain't none good.
That means none?
None.
And this is Jesus talking, right? So you know he said it.
Ain't none good.
And that is God. The moment that you realize that ain't none good but one, and that's God,
yes,
he's expanded your capacity to flow.
That's good. Thank you.
See, I know we say God is good. Mm-hmm. Y'all better talk to me like a church up in here. Y'all done forgot what it is. God is good.
Yes, God.
And all the time.
God is good.
Yeah, I know. We know that.
Yes.
We know that. But ain't none good. We like God good. We good a little bit too. God good, and I'm a little good too. Look what I did. Look at my track record. Boy, I ain't drinking years. Let me start. I ain't been mad in a long time. We start to list because we want to be. Ain't none. This is Jesus' message. This is a good word. This is good. We need to do an ain't none good conference. Ain't none good.
Amen.
Say it.
Ain't none.
Ain't none good but one.
Ain't none good.
And that's God.
That's God.
You expanded. That should be your affirmation in the morning. Come on, I got my affirmations and speaking into existence. No, you need to speak existence. Ain't none good.
Ain't none good.
But one. And that's God.
That's good.
That's good.
I'll say it again. Ain't none good.
Ain't none good.
But one.
But one.
And that's God.
That's
not been one thing in Montreal's up here saying it, but these are words in red, so that's Jesus saying it.
Yes. Right.
And he's answering it about himself. Why you call me good? Ain't
none good.
You look in the mirror in the morning when you're leaving now. Ain't none good. Listen. I know it sounds funny right now. I'm telling you. Look in the mirror in the morning. Y'all do look in the mirror in the morning, right?
Yeah.
Amen. All right. When you look in the mirror in the morning, look in the mirror and say, listen, I want you to understand. Talk to yourself. Today, ain't none good
but
one. And that is God. And I've just allowed him to manifest. See, you've been trying to be good. And all your failures came in your attempt to be good. You've been trying to be good, so now your goodness and your righteousness is meeting life and it don't get the results. It don't hit the same. Right? Are y'all hearing me? But when his righteousness ain't none good but one, that's God. Right? Then when I walk around here, I ain't walking trying to be good. My good, your goodness is running that. It ain't me. It's the goodness of
God.
Just expand your capacity to flow.
Yes.
Capacity for flow. Once you realize that it's not of my effort, you get it? There's an effort I gotta make, but it's not, that effort is coming from the fact that he give me effort.
That's good.
You see it?
Yes.
So now he can manifest, I don't even wanna say in my life, because that limits it. There's a book we had in ministry school called Experiencing God. And it said the problem with people's prayer, it sounds like a good prayer. God, what's your will for my life? That sounds good, don't it? Yeah, but you made that about you. You ask God, what's your will based on my life? Shut up. Come on, everybody say, shut up.
Shut up.
Say it like you're saying to yourself. And close your eyes. Shut up.
Shut up.
Ain't none good but one.
Ain't none good but one.
That's God. Now, if you want to be good, you get the results of your goodness. But that ain't what I'm looking for. Because ain't none good. Why you call me good? And we're going to go down a little bit. We're going to a little bit. He say, you know, did you do all the commandments? Did you do? Say, yeah, I did all of them. I reserved all of them from my youth. He say, one thing you're lacking. Go sell what you have. Give it to the poor. And you let yourself treasure heaven and take up your cross. And follow me. He goes away sad.
Because
he got great possessions. He was more concerned about his affirmations. And his confessions, and his prayer targets, and his vision board, than what Jesus is trying to take him on. It's expansion. And then Jesus starts talking, verse 23, he said, the rich man shall hardly enter into the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom. And I say again, I say to you, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God, the kingdom of God. And the disciples heard, they was exceedingly amazed, saying, who can be saved? Y'all see that?
Yes, sir.
And Jesus beheld them and said, with men, this is impossible. With men. It's impossible. Now I want you to find yourself. Can we find ourselves? When he say with men, he's talking about you. He's not talking about some other men holding you back. They'll be like, with men is impossible. Not with God. No, that's ain't what he's saying. He said, with you, with yourself, and your human ways, this is impossible. But not with God.
Right.
But with God, all things are possible. Can we put that together? We like that scripture. With God, all things are possible. Everybody say, with God, all things are possible. But let's remember, ain't nothing good. But one, and that's just expanding you. Now, let me go real quick. I got a couple minutes. John 5, real quick. And you'll have to, John 5, go ahead. John 5, 17. I don't know, I'm rushing. John chapter 5. At the beginning of that chapter, he tells that man, take up his bed and walk. That's real crazy, because why would he tell him, take up his bed first and walk? He already lame. Seems like he should tell him, get up and walk and then go get your bed. Seemed like it was out of order, huh? Yeah, let me manifest. Stop telling me how I need to do it. Let me do it like I'm going to pick up your bed first. That's another sermon. John 5, verse 17. But Jesus answered him, said, my Father worketh here too, and I work. So my Father working, so I'm working like him. Verse 19, Jesus answered, said, well, let me read verse 18 in context. Therefore, the Jews sought the more to kill him, because he not only broke the Sabbath, but he also said God was his Father, making himself equal with God. Now, you hear me? Now, watch this. Now this is they mad at him because he said he equal with God. So they mad at him. They say he need to humble himself. Verse 19, and Jesus answered, says, verily, verily, I say unto you, the Son can do nothing of himself, but what he sees the Father do. For what things soever he doeth, these also to do the Son likewise. Y'all see that?
Yes.
Hold on. I of my own self can do nothing. Say it.
I of my own self can do nothing.
When you realize that and you understand that, then you realize that that's how God is going to manifest to you.
Yep.
You can't do it.
That's good.
I of my own self. Say, I of my own self. See, you got that. Yeah, if any man come unto me, let him deny
himself.
You get what I'm saying?
Yes,
the reason I'm trying to tell you, he that saved his life is going to lose it. That's what Jesus said.
Right.
He that loses life is going to find it. Even in the other scripture, he says, with men is impossible, but not with God. Later on, he says, there's nobody that's forsaken houses, lands, mothers, fathers, wives, and children. For my sake in the gospel, who won't receive 100-fold?
Yeah.
Now, in this time,
right.
He's expanding us.
Right.
He's expanding our capacity for flow. The expansion for capacity for flow is built in your humility. Ain't none good but one, that's God. I don't care what degree you got. I don't care what you did. I don't care how many prayers. I don't care how many books you wrote. I don't care about none of that. Don't none of that matter. Not to how he wants to manifest. So I've decided. Now you can do what you want to do. I've decided to let him manifest. Listen to me. I don't need no accolades. I don't need no claps from nobody. I could care less how you feel about how I feel. You understand? I'm living my life like this. When I heard, and I was all, and I, let me man. I said, okay, I'll let you. I mean, I just, the other way, as he, what he doing, I'm going to do it. What God doing, I'm going to do that. How he working, that's how I'm going to work. I'm not coming up with no plan for myself. Or coming up with no plan, or taking somebody else's plan. I ain't doing it. As he working, I'm working. I give it up. If he don't say move, I ain't moving. I sit here all day long. If he don't say advance, I ain't advancing. I'm gonna let it manifest because ain't nothing good but one.
Yeah.
I gotta close. If you pay attention to Jesus, I want y'all to pay attention to Jesus. The secret to Jesus' power is his humility. It is not that he's all powerful and he got some special word that he said. He knows that I of myself can't do nothing. I'm only doing what the Father says to do. I'm only moving like he say move. And other than that, I'm not even moving. Let me manifest. Amen. Matthew 11 and 25, y'all write that down. Y'all go to Matthew 6 and here, and you'll see what he's saying. Take no thought, what you're going to eat, what you're going to drink, all your effort. You'll see him breaking down your ways. It's breaking down your ways, amen.